It's Sound Effect from KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer here with our etiquette show. And true to form for this show, this next story could definitely make some people uncomfortable. Abortion has been legal in this country for more than 40 years, and yet even in places where majorities support a woman's right to have an abortion, it's usually not something that's talked about in polite company. So as the controversy around Planned Parenthood swelled in Congress, two Seattle writers, Amelia Bono and Lindy West, wanted to push back against the idea that abortion should be hushed up. And so they started what would become a social media movement to shout your abortion. And yes, this has been polarizing. Obviously, a lot of the country believes abortion is wrong. And many who would consider themselves pro-choice are still put off by the in-your-face declaration. But Shout Your Abortion has clearly resonated with a lot of people. Within a couple of days, more than 100,000 tweets came out. And that tailed off pretty quickly, but it inspired Sammy and Patty Detzer to make a more lasting gesture. They are a mother and a daughter, and they agreed to come into KPLU's studios to talk to each other about their abortions.
I'm Patty Detzer, and I'm a Skagit Valley artist, mostly clay and mosaic. I work in the public schools.
My name is Sammy Detzer, and I'm 27, and I am a co-artistic director of Washington Ensemble Theater and an actress in the Seattle area.
I was 19 or 20 when I had an abortion.
And I was 25 when I had an abortion.
I had an abortion 68, 69 in San Francisco. They told me to get an abortion, I had to see, to have a legal abortion, I had to see three shrinks. And I do remember by the time I was finished with that, finding the three shrinks, you know, I felt like I really am crazy. It took them a really long time. So by the time they got to me, I was 5 months pregnant. And I remember after the abortion, the doctor said, oh, if I had known you were that pregnant, I would have done it another way. But what I also remember, since it took that long, that everybody, whether I knew them or not knew them that well, had their opinion about what I should be doing, and I didn't want to hear it. It was an unpleasant experience.
Is it emotionally hard to think about now?
Yes, because not that I had an abortion, because I do think I did the right thing, because I was also strung out, and it was my first time away from home, and I was definitely not taking care of myself, let alone. So that's painful, thinking about what a mess I was. How did you find out that you were pregnant?
So I had been doing this play, this solo performance piece called The Edge of Our Bodies, written by Adam Rapp, about a teenage girl who finds out she's pregnant and gets an abortion. And so I think potentially my mind was already sort of tilted towards this idea of pregnancy. And I remember that the weekend that play closed, I threw up a bunch. And I thought, that's sort of odd. And I was feeling really sick in the mornings. I even talked to you about it. I said I couldn't drink coffee anymore. I was feeling really weird. And then I realized that the whole time I had been in the play, I hadn't had my period. And it was sort of like the culmination of those two things hit me like a lightning bolt. And in fact, Sarah, my sister, had said to me one morning, you know, sort of offhandedly as a joke, oh, maybe you're pregnant. And I remember thinking to myself, if I'm pregnant right now, after finishing this play about abortion, it will be the biggest mind trip of my life. And so I went.
The play was great and you were fabulous.
Thank you. Always a supporter, Ma. Anyway, so I went and I bought a pregnancy test before work one morning. And I had taken pregnancy tests before. And of course, they'd always come out negative. And this one came out positive. And I called my best friend. And after I hung up the phone with her, I called Planned Parenthood and immediately made an appointment for an abortion. That was, I feel like, so interesting and definitely somewhat in related to the way that you raised me, was that, like, I already knew what my opinion about my situation was. And as sort of shocking and frightening as it was in the moment, it wasn't even a question in my mind, because I knew where I was as a person, as an artist. You know, it was easy. But I didn't tell you. You remember that?
Yes. How come?
I just didn't feel ready to tell you. I remember I had a thought in my mind, like, maybe I'll just never tell her. Maybe I'll never tell anyone. Which, looking back to me now, is so odd. I can't imagine that I would ever think I wouldn't tell you, but I felt so blown away by what was going on. And especially in my case, you know, I had not been living with this partner, was not dating this person. This was not someone you had met. And the conversation then has to come to casual sex, which is a very weird thing to talk to your parent about. Though you've always been open about that, but I figured I would tell you, I guess, but I wasn't ready to.
That makes sense. I can imagine doing that myself. I never told my parents for different reasons.
Why didn't you tell your parents?
Their reaction, and they were already having a hard enough time with me, and I just didn't want to share that kind of information.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's sort of a good example of, like, how we experience these things in very different times, and that you raised me in a really different way than your parents did, because I did eventually tell you when I was in the San Francisco airport.
I just remember you were crying a lot. That's what I really remember, which is something that, yeah, that makes sense, too.
I was trying to think, why was I crying? Because I wasn't sad about it, or I wasn't confused, and I wasn't even really mad at myself, which I thought I would be. I think I was afraid that this would become something that would scar me, that I didn't know it was coming, and so I was afraid that I was going to regret what I was going to do. I was afraid it was going to hurt or be embarrassing, or that I would never tell anybody about it. And then once I had the abortion, I felt amazing. I felt really proud of myself, and I wanted to tell anybody who would listen.
So how come you felt that way, that you wanted to speak about it?
I think that I got a unique education from you in learning to be proud of myself for my decisions. And I think, you know, when I first took that pregnancy test, even though I knew that you had had an abortion, I didn't know anybody else who had. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm the only one who has. I'm the only one of my friends who has. And so I went online and just typed in, like, I'm pregnant, what do I do? And I found the statistic about 1 in 3 women having an abortion. And I thought, like, that can't be true. But once I started sharing my story, I started hearing that so many other people have had abortions, but we just don't talk about it. Because even if politically we can say all we want about a woman's right to choice or supporting Planned Parenthood, that there's this veil of shame that we experience after going through this medical procedure that I don't think I know I wasn't aware of until I had actually had an abortion and realized people find this very awkward to talk about. And so when I saw that there was this online presence, there was this online presence starting this hashtag, shout your abortion, that was sort of taking storm, was trending, I was so inspired by all of the women, the one in threes that I saw sharing their stories, and how important it is before you find yourself staring at a pregnancy test to know that there are other people out there who have experienced that and gotten through it without embarrassment or shame.
I have so many friends. I would even say most of my friends have had abortions. And occasionally the topic comes up. And I recently spoke to my brother, who I think of as very liberal and open-minded and this and that. And he said he thinks that abortions are yucky. There's something icky about them. And that really, I mean, I'm still trying to understand.
I think that it's way more important to hear that it's none of those things. You know, it is, for me, not even close to the hardest decision I've ever had to make.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.